Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday morning, and Tom Brady has retired. I think Brady's going to have to look at his social group, probably where Schefter got that scoop. But anyway, shout out to Tom Brady, a true warrior competitor, amazing quarterback. I know everyone calls him the GOAT, but that's reserved for Bart Starr. But salute to Brady, 22 years of, just amazing high-level football. Just got to give the man his due. Well done, Tom. Great career. On the Packers front, not a whole lot news-wise going on. If you guys tuned into Packer Transplants last night, you heard Corey and I hash out the final game and then look ahead to the offseason. I'm going to be doing some more of that as far as team needs, should they stay or should they go type stuff with some people outside of the transplant sphere. I'm going to be talking to Maggie later today. We're going to be kind of breaking that down here on the YouTube channel, so watch out for that video later in the afternoon. Thanks to everybody chiming in. You guys are amazing. Like, I got to tell you, every morning I come in here, you guys are just incredible, chatting it up even before I arrive. Thank you so much for the support. Alex starts us off with a super chat. Great Jordan Love video by Andy Herman today. Plus, it's funny how people that say keep 12 for one more year forgot that he wants a multi-year commitment guarantee. I mean, that's what's been reported, but I mean, unless you've talked to Aaron, I have no idea what he wants. So, would he prefer commitment? Yes, of course he would. But who knows what happens in the negotiation, if there is one. A lot can happen in that conversation. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Two things. Bye-bye, Brady is official, and that roar of the crowd after Kansas City won that toss made me so happy that they lost. Go Bengals. I know. Who was it? There was a former Bear linebacker who said something on Twitter about that. Like, you know, this idea that the game is over on a coin toss. Man, you got to go out and make a play on defense, you know? And the Bengals did just that. You know, that's part of the game. That's part of football. Everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion. And that game is the latest example of why it ain't. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Query, Dick Butkus, great Twitter troll or greatest Twitter troll? I don't know. I absolutely love that account. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's someone tweeting for him, but it is phenomenal. I mean, it is verified, so it is associated with him officially. It was his shout out to his nephew getting the promotion on the Packers coaching staff and how it was nice to see him rising up the ranks of a expansion team. It's great. Absolutely great. Is Yosh coming back? Steven with the hard hitting question for this morning. He's a restricted rights free agent, so I can't imagine that they let him go. He'll probably get a pretty nice pay raise, salary bump, but given, you know, the starts that he put on tape. But as a restricted free agent, it's going to be, I mean, I'd be very surprised if he's not back next year. What else we got, folks? Yep. Good morning. Morning, everybody. Seems worst case scenario for 2022 would be if Rodgers retires, moving on to an untested quarterback and no additional draft picks. Does Brady's retirement increase or decrease the chance Aaron Rodgers retires? I don't think Brady's retirement does much of anything for Aaron Rodgers. I know everyone will look at that as, oh, hey, the NFC just got weakened, etc. That might sway his opinion. I don't think it's about that. I don't think that's the driver. If he retires, it's because he doesn't want to play football anymore. I don't see that abating because there's a slightly easier path in the NFC. Okay, I'll come back, even though whatever it would be that would be pointing towards retirement is going to be pulling on him all year. You know, I don't think it has much to do with it myself. And that's if the decision is to retire, which I don't, who knows, right? He said that late February is, you know, when we're going to get that decision, or before late February, before the franchise tag deadline. I don't know. I just don't think one has much to do with the other. Sorry, guys. Smooterino, thanks for the super chat. Yesterday on sports Twitter was a nice reminder. We'll never escape the discord of the Packers needing a wide receiver 2 to win. I'm so tired, Nags. I mean, yeah, I saw some of that going on. And look, I understand the desire to have more talent at a position. I'm never being dismissive of that. But guys are open. You know, if guys are open, then you know, just because you might be able to go get a more talented guy who will also be open. And then there's the trust factor. Aaron Rodgers, you bring in a new guy. How long does it take to earn his trust? How soon will he be throwing to this incredibly talented wide receiver too? You know, if you remember MVS's quotes to Tyler Dunn, was it last offseason in that article for Dunn's website or his newsletter? I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It ain't just Madden where you pop in a new dude and on you go with your new shiny wide receiver too. Not in this offense, not with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. So I think a lot of that's just misguided nonsense. Chris, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Rodgers isn't going to retire. We all know that he wants to headline his own Hall of Fame class. Unfortunately, it wouldn't happen if he retired with Brady. I mean, do we know that? I don't know. I mean, I understand that thinking, but might also be kind of dope, them going in together. And you got to think with Big Ben, be kind of crazy. I don't think he's going to retire, but you never know. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at DraftKings, shall we? The DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it, people. Do it. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your area, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in prizes every week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using promo code Cheesehead. Do it, people. Get on it. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Vex is here. What's up, man? Aaron Rodgers made a career out of feasting off of bad teams. Stafford won with Cup and Jags. Did you miss the Odell Beckham signing? Come on now. Same offense, too. Stafford tried to give that game away. I mean, let's not forget the dropped interception. I probably would have sent the 49ers to the Super Bowl instead of the Rams, which would have changed every single narrative. And that's why it's so funny to hear stuff like that. Like, he literally tried to throw away a trip to the Super Bowl and couldn't do it. I don't know. Rodgers made a career out of feasting off bad teams. I don't think that's strictly true. I think, no question, he's, you know, shredded his fair share of bad defenses. There's no doubt about that. But all the greats do. You know, Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Do you think who will be quarterback one in 2022 will drastically affect the types of players the Packers draft? No, not really. I think, you know, they've got their measurables, they've got their thresholds, and they're going to stick to that plan and stick with that method and, you know, do what they've done basically since Ron Wolf came in the building, although they have changed some of that over time. I actually asked Brian about that last offseason, but, you know, I don't think that affects too much. Maybe there's a bit of a shift towards, or a, you know, emphasis on trying to get a guy or two for, I don't know, a strong, you know, a more physical running game or what have you, but I doubt it. I think they'll stick with, you know, their method. They've been methodical throughout the last couple decades, whether it's Ted or Brian. That scouting staff kind of works the same way regardless, and they'll keep grinding and finding the guys they want. And they'll probably, you know, lean into the same premier positions that they tend to always kind of go for early in the draft and then, you know, take their shots later on. But I don't see whether it's Rodgers or Love materially affecting any of the draft prep. Got Marshall. Landon, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Just got over COVID nags. Wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Tell me, how does Green Bay go 8-0 at Lambeau during the season? Can't win one in the playoffs. Well, there's a lot goes into that, isn't there? Special teams mistakes. Looking old and cold in the snow for your aging quarterback in the second half. Not being able to pick up a fucking first down on offense. A lot of things go into that. Defense came to play, though, so that's nice. Landon, I'm really sorry to hear about COVID, man. I'm still getting, like, I still have the tail end effects of it. And I had it on New Year's. So, I feel you, brother. And, yeah, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I said when I had it, that's the sickest I've been since I was a kid. Like, I felt like it was, that was misery. Draft some more wide receivers, Nick. I'll bet they do. Especially considering, who knows what happens with Davante Adams. I think they figure out a way to make it work. But MVS is probably out the door. Alan Lazard, that's a trickier proposition. Who knows if he's in or out. They got to stock the shelves. They got to get some wide receivers. So I wouldn't expect one early. I think they'll probably do what they did a couple years ago and get a bunch of guys later in the draft, which produced MVS. But, you know, who, if there's a guy sitting there at 28 that they absolutely love, maybe history would tell you they just aren't going to do it in the first round. But 28 is practically the second round anyway. And if it's a real talent, you know, you get a guy, you get the fifth-year option on him, I could see it. Does the current offense move towards more tight end usage? We have good talent. I tend to agree, but I don't I don't know if how much more plays get drawn up for the tight ends because Jordan's in there, if Jordan's in there. But that's one kind of aspect that you can point to where you can, you know, help your quarterback. You know, traditionally the tight end is the security blanket for a quarterback, young or old. And as you say, they've got a lot of talented pieces. I mean, obviously got to get Tonyan back from that injury and back on a contract. But I think they've got stuff to work with. But I don't know if it becomes a tight end centric. I don't think it's ever going to be like the Patriots were, you know, back when they were running Gronk and Hernandez. But could we see them featured a little bit more? I think there's a likelihood, yeah. Dan, special teams, updates, changes, times are moving. Dan, nothing's going to happen in that regard until after the Pro Bowl, most likely. I mean, I'm just guessing. I haven't talked to anybody about it. But with the staff coaching the Pro Bowl, they aren't – I would be shocked if they fired Mo prior to that trip. So I think they'll wait till after the Pro Bowl, and then they'll probably make a move. Or maybe they don't. I mean, would I fire Mo? Yesterday, yes. But Matt may stick with him. You know, Matt may feel that it's his responsibility to get the special teams up and that Mo has done everything that's been asked of him. And away we go into an offseason of my Twitter feed burning to the ground every day because Mo hasn't been fired. Walter, thanks for the super chat. People can't handle the truth on Twitter, I see. LOL. You know, at some point, I just, you know, like last night, I knew when I said what I said about it's time to move on from Aaron Rodgers, you put it out there, you know that there's always going to be, you know, some people that just are irrational about it, which is fine. It's, you know, they call it fans are, it's for, short for fandom, fanatic, whatever. That used to really bother me like years ago, but now it's like, I get it, man. Everyone's got an opinion and people are passionate about it. And if they weren't passionate about it, I wouldn't be doing this. Right. So it is what it is, but you're right, Walter. They can't handle the truth. Vex, thanks for the super chat. OBJ hadn't had a 100-yard game since 2019. Yeah, but he's still a talent. That you see, you got eyes. See, don't do that. That's called box score scouting. Rip out the box scores. You got to look at the player. Look at the tape. The box score means absolutely nothing. If you're scouting production, you're not scouting the player. Scout the player. OBJ is still special. And that's why I wanted the Packers to sign him. M, what's up, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Which defensive player we can't lose in the next offseason? I mean, if you're talking about the pending free agents, obviously I think Devondre Campbell is your A number one, right? I love Rasul Douglas. Love what he brought to the team. But if it's a choice, I don't think it strictly is. But if it is, yeah, you pick Devondre Campbell. I don't think there's any question there. Everything he meant to the, just holding that D together, his production, level of play, importance to the scheme, all of it. Yeah, I Campbell's the answer there. All right, everybody, I'm going to cut this short today. I got a lot of stuff going on this Tuesday, but I thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed transplants, please go back and watch. We had a lot of fun a lot of emotion looking at both the end of the season and then looking forward to the offseason. And then please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.